This hour of the Alex Jones Podcast is proudly sponsored by HarvestRack.com. Stop spending thousands of dollars on pre-made emergency food. Learn how to make your own healthy emergency food supply with the amazing in-home freeze dryer from HarvestRack.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, Wayne Madsen comes up in the next segment, and we did find the clip from 2008 with Dick Cheney saying the president's basically above the law. But now he says Obama has exceeded constitutional authority by use of executive power, which I agree with Dick Cheney on, but it's just literally like Joseph Goebbels criticizing Hitler, in my view. People are like, oh, Dick Cheney's a conservative. Really? He supported the assault weapons ban. Really? He wanted to stage a false flag on our ships, start a war with Iran. That came out, Cy Hirsch. All you Republicans just in love with Republicans because they're Republicans make me sick. Like Boehner, who went along with Obamacare, went along with the banker bailout, and blocks these investigations and blocks impeachment. And says, oh, we're getting a lot of political points by, you know, letting Obama stay in. You're aiding and abetting it. And that's why we've gotten to this point, is the lawyer think of, well, just let him get discredited. That's a cover story. Because the same special interests are trying to buy off the Republicans that have bought off Obama. And by buying off the Democrats versus Republicans, you got a bunch of Tea Party people getting in office at the state and federal level who haven't been bought off and who are staying true to their principles and winning a lot of primaries. And that's the big issue here. We have a chance. And I've tried to be a political purist and not ever endorse the Tea Party, even though it came out of Ron Paul and the neocons tried to take it over. That failed the last few years, so now they're trying to kill it. You're always seeing Republican leadership statements, oh, let's, you know, be nice to incumbent Republicans, Tea Party, don't come after us, while big Democratic Party donors give Republican incumbents money in districts Democrats can't win to keep Tea Party people out, okay? If you're not supporting the real Tea Party, you're an enemy. Now, this was up yesterday on Infowars.com. I never got to it. I'm going to play it now. Here's some of the Chicago residents talking about how angry they are about the open borders. But it's kind of sad, though. I mean, they think of progressing in life of what the government can give them. It's so sad. Here it is.
He's going to go down as being one of the worst presidents ever. Today, if you look at the time that we brought here as slaves 400 years ago, we got the same results today.
You look like we live in Beirut somewhere. Ambulance, fire department, police running up and down the street, all around our community.
Oh, my God.
For our children, have the same love for these young people like you got for the ones across the border, and you want to save them.
President Barack needs to pay attention to Chicago. If he cannot pay attention to Chicago and the African American community, he needs to resign.
Here we got a mayor in our city and our president of the United States who have passed legislation and have given up funding to create opportunities for new citizens to come into the United States, ignoring people who have been born and raised here.
With the president setting aside all of these funds for immigrants and forsaken African-American community and African-American family, I think that's a disgrace. And Barack is from the heart of 55th in the city of Chicago. He saw this as a state senator, and he did not pay attention then.
Mr. President, we're asking for you. You're spending billions of dollars in Texas, but we got a problem here.
Hey, he's got your vote, lady.
We will not stand.
He doesn't need you.
That's good.
Full videos up on Infowars.com. Let me tell you what this comes down to. They want everybody fighting over the government handing out the goods, like refugees out of the back of a food truck. dependency, big government welfare creates that. It always does. Welcome to the new America. Everybody likes socialism so much, with fascists sitting on top of it. You got it. It's going to get a lot worse until people wake up. Stay with us.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
By now, you may know that a Bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that's easily transferred from person to person over the Internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. Plus, a large number of businesses and merchants already accept Bitcoins. And Bitcoins are easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. If you're interested in making money in the Bitcoin market right away, and by right away, we mean start making money today, please visit us at cloudhashing.com. Cloudhashing.com is one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world, delivering the highest profits to people just like you. To get started, join us at cloudhashing.com and you will start mining Bitcoins right away and get paid daily. You heard correctly. You will receive payments every single day. And the best part? You do not need a computer or need any experience in mining Bitcoins. It's perfect for everyone. Learn more at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. Start making money today at cloudhashing.com.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Well, there's a lot of unintentional comedy in the news today, but it's actually intentional by the establishment, the same folks that teach kids in the U.S. 2 plus 2 equals 5. White House, we've, quote, substantially improved the tranquility of the global community. White House Press Secretary John Earnest said yesterday the Obama administration's foreign policy in a number of areas have enhanced the world's tranquility, close quote, a word that raises eyebrows as reporters pointed out Gaza, Syria, Iraq, Iran, Ukraine, South China Sea. But not to be topped, Dick Cheney came out yesterday. Obama has exceeded constitutional authority by use of executive power. Former Vice President Dick Cheney believes that President Obama has exceeded his executive authorities granted to him by the Constitution of the United States. And then it goes on with his quotes. Just amazing. He's just chosen by himself to set certain parts and provisions aside. I don't think he's exceed his constitutional authority. I was going back to his old quote. I quote, do think he's exceeded his constitutional authority. That's the new quote. Cheney said, pointing to Obama's actions to alter or ignore enforcing certain elements of Obamacare. And he went on. Well, here he is in 1998 talking about the imperial unitary executive of his administration that he really ran. Bush mainly played golf and watched SportsCenter. And here's what Cheney had to say 6 years ago.
What rights do the Congress, what constitutional rights do the Congress and the courts have to limit the power of the president when it comes to these matters of national security?
Well, the Congress has clearly has the ability to write statutes and has certain constitutional authorities granted in the Constitution. But I would argue that they do not have the right by statute to alter a presidential constitutional power. In other words, you can't override his constitutional authorities and responsibilities.
So if they want to say he can't survey or he can't detain...
Well, they have, for example, said pass the War Powers Act. War Powers Act is still in force out there today that requires him to grant certain notifications to the Congress and give them the authority to supersede those by vote if they want to when it comes to committing troops.
You know what's funny? I misspoke and said 1998 because I'm teleprompter free here. I mean, I'm really going over the news here. That was in 2008, 6 years ago. But Obama's so bad that what Cheney was saying was actually true. They would at least get a tacit approval, though it wasn't fully constitutional. They weren't going and getting a declaration of war, but they would get some type of resolution from Congress authorizing all of their different imperial military operations and looting operations, because the journey for these people is the destination. It's making trillions of dollars in no-bid contracts, destabilizing the world. But Obama is so bad now that he's actually doing what Cheney said he couldn't do and just completely ignoring Congress. And even Ron Paul said last Friday here that Obama has gone further than anybody else. Jonathan Turley, who's kind of a liberal, has said that. And again, I'm not here on some bandwagon just demonizing the Democrats. It's just that they're making a go right now to basically sew up the country and not even have a second party out there. We need a third, fourth party. But instead, you've got the Republican and Democratic leadership working together to kill the libertarian movement that's getting a lot of people elected to the Republican Party. And they don't like that, and that's why the Democrats and Republicans are lined up against them. So we're going to get Wayne Madsen's take on that and a lot more in the balance of the hour. And coming up at the bottom of the hour, I'm going to give the phone number out and take some calls for Wayne Madsen, WayneMadsenReport.com, excellent website. He's testified to Congress. He's testified to legislatures. He's testified to the EU. He's written for some of the biggest newspapers in the United States, the Houston Chronicle, Philadelphia Inquirer, Miami Herald, The Village Voice, the online journal, Infowars.com, and he was a witness for the U.S. House Representatives on the U.N. Criminal Tribunal for Rwanda. He's an expert on terrorism as well, testified to Congress. But he's also someone who blew the whistle back in the late 90s on the NSA. There's only one person more senior, because he headed up a whole department of the NSA, internal security, and that is William Binney, who was in the very top echelon. Some estimates are number four in the NSA at that time when he resigned. And he said the ultimate goal over the weekend, the London Guardian, of the NSA is total population control. When he left, he said at least 80% of audio calls are being recorded, not just metadata, and they're being stored in U.S., says whistleblower William Binney, who we've interviewed here on the broadcast. I want to get him back on. David Knight has interviewed him. He says it's part of a totalitarian mentality. And so I wanted to get Wayne Madsen on about that and where all this is going. But first, geopolitically, you've traveled to Syria, Iraq. You traveled to Libya when it was under bombardment, I know. You've traveled to Indonesia. You've traveled the world. And you can give us your expert take from your perspective on what's geopolitically happening. And all the arms build up, the bullets, the armored vehicles, I forgot to get to this. Obama, for the first time, has now readied the Internet kill switch. That's really what it does. and put the, quote, national alert code in for emergency messages to turn your TV on, to turn your cell phone on, and to force video and audio messages. That's in the Hill newspapers today. They are really gearing up. They're announcing in the U.S. and Europe bail-ins that they started in Cyprus to now take money out of your account. Clearly they're moving on all fronts towards a global crisis. Russia is threatening to attack Ukraine after they got shelled. You've got ISIS running around everywhere, murdering people, killing tens of thousands, blowing up churches and mosques. Our government's publicly behind that. It appears that they're going into overdrive, that we've seen nothing yet. Wayne Madsen, geopolitically, what are we facing right now? It seems to be the globalists are making their big move.
Well, it's a big mess going on, Alex. I mean, it was crazy to hear Josh Earnest talk about how the Obama administration has made the world a more tranquil place when we have the situation now in Iraq where the U.S. helped train these ISIS, now called the Caliphate, the Islamic State, the Caliphate. These guys were trained in Jordan and in Turkey, and we had John McCain, seen with these guys. He actually snuck into Syria last year and had his picture taken with some of these characters. He loves these guys. I mean, John McCain has. It seems like any time there's a terrorist anywhere, he's embracing the terrorists. And now we've got the situation where. Some of Saddam's guys in Iraq joined these caliphate jihadis to go against the Maliki government in Baghdad. And now you've got the Saddam people saying, hey, wait a minute, these guys are crazier than we thought. And now they're fighting each other. And that's just Iraq. Then we have Ukraine, where the U.S. supported the coup that resulted in all these civilian deaths now, the regime in Kiev. Attacking civilian targets in eastern Ukraine. We've got Putin in South America, in Brazil, to be exact, announcing with the other BRICS countries, Brazil, Russia, India, China.
And South BRICS Africa, expansion. They're accelerating away from the dollar.
They are. And one of the topics, because the BRICS Secretariat sent me a copy of their items of discussion in Fortaleza, Brazil, and one of them is international financial institution reform. So clearly, they don't like what the World Bank is doing and the IMF and the European Central Bank and the Federal Reserve, and they're getting together to fight against these international financial institutions and create their own institutions. And I think that's a good idea. The good thing is that the U.S. is nowhere at the table in these meetings. Being conducted in Brazil, but every single South American leader is present, including ones that ostensibly have voiced support for us. They're all there talking to Putin. He's also talking to some other world leaders that happen to be in Brazil for the final game of the World Cup. So he's running circles. You know, they talk about Obama being able to play 11-dimension chess, but he always thinks ahead. Obama can't, against Putin, Obama can't play any kind of strategic game, including the one that the Russians master at, and that's chess. Obama is not even a one-dimensional chess player, let alone an 11-dimensional.
Well, it's being reported by Democratic members of Congress in major headlines that Obama is lackadaisical, angry, won't talk to anybody, just wants to vacation and watch TV all day. So I think it's clear that he's not running anything. Who's running the show?
Well, it's his assistants. It's people like Valerie Jarrett, who was his domestic advisor, but clearly she also plays a role in foreign policy. And basically, it's her. I hear Michelle calls the shots because she has a very close relationship with Valerie Jarrett. So basically, it's these two individuals running the show in the White House, and even the chief of staff is kind of a meaningless individual. I mean, nobody even knows who he is.
That's stunning, because I know you're up there on Capitol Hill and you've never steered us wrong. You're saying Michelle Obama has more to do with what's going on than Obama.
Yeah, with Valerie Jarrett's assistant. Really, Valerie Jarrett is you know, if you can get a FaceTime with Valerie Jarrett, if you're a lobbyist, you're going to get a lot done. It doesn't do you any good to get
that. So you're saying they're all busy basically running swindles as the world burns?
Oh, yeah, and get ready for the big Obama library and center.
Stay there, Wayne Madsen.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at harvestright.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. Criminals know that your wooden door frames are weak and your alarm system can't keep them out. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel. Standard locks, deadbolts, and alarm systems can't prevent forced entry. Harden your door and door jam with a Door Sentinel. Protect your home now at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com for a special limited time offer. The Door Sentinel, your home's first line of defense.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hard-working American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
Get the most important package of information you'll ever receive in your life for only $10. The package includes 3 books and 7 DVD programs which cover biblical miracles and prophecy. The Shroud of Turin, The Third Secret of Fatima, What Really Happened to the Catholic Church, and more. Call 800-513-0029. That's 800-513-0029. Or go to VaticanCatholic.com. That's VaticanCatholic.com. 800-513-0029. VaticanCatholic.com.
Are you happy doing your laundry with perfume detergents that irritate your skin? Are you happy washing your hands with stinking fragrances that gives your skin rashes? Are you happy paying new, higher prices for smaller boxes? Find your happiness today with our 1 to 4 year supply of Pure Soaps, or our 1 to 2 month sampler with bar soap, shampoo, laundry, and dish soap at 5starsoap.com. You deserve the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com.
We are back live. Alex Jones here, coming to you from Austin, Texas on this Tuesday, the 15th day of July, 2014. We're well past halfway into this year. These years just go by faster and faster. Wayne Madsen, a real live major NSA whistleblower in the last 17, 18 years, testified to Congress, you name it. But back then, the power structure was smart. They wouldn't give news coverage to it. Now, they try to arrest you, so that forces coverage. So it does show the craziness of the establishment. They have a method to their madness, but still, they have knowledge, but not wisdom. I think it's the best way to put it. And this is your chance to talk to an NSA whistleblower and ask your questions coming up geopolitically on the NSA, on the police state, with Wayne Madsen in the next segment. Toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. And I love all the great callers. Just address your question to Wayne, or we'll move on, because we don't screen your calls, and we just ask that you call in on the subject at hand. 800-259-9231. Now, Wayne, in the time we have left in this segment, what do you make of William Binney's statement that it's about total authoritarian totalitarianism? I mean, he uses those words. Total control, that it's part of population control, a totalitarian mentality. I mean, that's what it is. People need to understand, all this spying is illegal. They got caught lying. But then it's pointed at good people that don't want Goldman Sachs involved in insider trading. I mean, it's really the political, corporate, criminal class, in my view, that just wants to be above the law and be allowed to arrest their detractors. I mean, this is, we're living in a James Bond villain movie, aren't we, Wayne?
Oh, absolutely. I know Bill Binney, and I chatted with him in person just about a month or so ago, a month and a half ago. And what he says is true. And now we have some actual documentation to show and illustrate what Bill Binney's talking about. And there's been a recent drip of these documents, the Ed Snowden documents, and I'm really concerned about how slowly these are being released. This latest set should have been released a long, long time ago. And this document is, it's from an internal Wikipedia system used by the British GCHQ. That's in UK's NSA counterpart. A group there called the Joint Threat Research Intelligence Group, or JTRIG, has this thing called GC Wiki, where they've listed all these tools that they use to not only surveil social media, but to corrupt social media. This is a toolbox for hackers. Now, they've got I don't know who blocks these names out. I guess it's Greenwald. I think Greenwald must have cut a separate deal through Pierre Omidyar for that $100 million for that first look site that they started, because all the names of these British individuals at GCHQ that are involved in this attack, these attacks on the internet, have their names blocked out. And why I find that that's important is obviously the NSA is using the Brits to come after the United States, U.S. citizens, because the Brits don't have to comply with any sort of U.S. laws.
And hasn't it been like that for a long time on illegal stuff? Like, they'll use British hit teams over here, U.S. hit teams over there, because it creates another membrane of plausible deniability?
That's right. That's what the Five Eyes of Britain, Canada, U.K., Australia, New Zealand are all about. Of course, we say we don't spy on them, but that's ridiculous. They spy on one another to evade their own domestic laws. And that's exactly what's going on here with these JTRIG software tools that are hacker tools. I think that the Computer Fraud and Abuse Act of 1986 makes the use of any of these tools against U.S. citizens illegal, actually against anyone in the United States illegal, because that's the law of the land. There's other privacy laws that also we could bring civil charges against these Brits at GCHQ that are using this software against American citizens. That's why the names are blocked out. So I would challenge.
Yeah, so they're not just illegally scooping up the data once it leaves your computer or network.
Right.
They're breaking into your business, breaking in without warrants, in sneaking peeks, and they're also planting stuff. We know about the blackmail ops in the Pentagon, putting child porn on tens of thousands of computers to then blackmail everybody.
And that's what they're doing. And they have all these tools under a program called shaping and honey pots. Well, what do you think that is, honey pots?
Stay there. Let's walk through this, because days after this break in The Guardian, didn't really break, you talked about it years ago, days after the wider public finds out about this, there's all this news confirming Pentagon and others messing with journalists domestically.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
By now, you may know that a Bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that's easily transferred from person to person over the Internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. Plus, a large number of businesses and merchants already accept Bitcoins. And Bitcoins are easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. If you're interested in making money in the Bitcoin market right away, and by right away, we mean start making money today, please visit us at cloudhashing.com. Cloudhashing.com is one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world, delivering the highest profits to people just like you. To get started, join us at cloudhashing.com and you will start mining Bitcoins right away and get paid daily. You heard correctly. You will receive payments every single day. And the best part, you do not need a computer or need any experience in mining Bitcoins. It's perfect for everyone. Learn more at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. Start making money today at cloudhashing.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
I want you, I need you, I want you to be my tonight. You need me, tease me, use you up and throw you away.
I'm sorry. Tell them, Vince. All right, ladies and gentlemen. I get a little bit excited sometimes when we're having big victories against tyranny. The fact that all this is coming out and that more and more is coming out could bring down the globalist, because they're definitely using all these tools to suppress dissent, to game the stock market, and shut down our economy.
I mean, I don't like the Russians or the Chinese, incredibly corrupt governments. But America and England, we do it bigger and better. And our elites are more sophisticated, more evil, more out of control, and are really screwing over the little guy as a tool of political control. And that's why I'm so mad at them. I mean, I want my checks and balances back. I'm super creeped out being on the White House enemies list for 3 years publicly. That's been in the news. I'm creeped out that we got hit by the Pentagon yesterday and a whole bunch of other groups got publicly hit and that they admitted last year they're operating domestically and changed the law. But there's a backfire in that. I want to talk to Wayne Madsen in a moment about that. The average person in the government, including the NSA, is not a bad person. And they're really freaked out by what's going on. And they realize, man, this is real authoritarianism. So we have the headlines up on Infowars.com. U.S. government editing Wikipedia to smear independent media. Alex Jones at the top of the list. Eglin Air Force Base busted, gaming Reddit. Snowden files manipulating polls, netting from LinkedIn, YouTube, and GCHQ, bag of tricks. That's what Wayne Madsen was talking about. Folks, we have IP people here, you know, IT people. They can go and look. We check with top hackers and people, some of which we have consulting for us, looking at what comes in. And it's just old hat news that we have agencies, foreign agencies, German agencies, British agencies, Viacom, Soros groups, Congress, hacking people's websites and blaming it on us and trying to leave tracks to us, spoofing our IP addresses and threatening police, Just you name it, it's continual. But it's a weird effect. It's been done so much now that by default, the whole system knows it's made up. So the dirty tricks don't work. It's almost like you survive so many of them, all the arrows stuck in your hide become like an armor. You've got so many slings and arrows and darts sticking out of your back that it becomes a shield like an asteroid belt. I'll talk to Wayne Madsen and take your phone calls in a minute. First off, this whole broadcast is funded by PrisonPlanet.tv members, 1 cent a day, 11 memberships for $5.95 a month. Get a yearly membership, get even more off that price, the equivalent of 5-plus months. It's 5.3 months, so 5 months, 0.3, free. When you sign up right now, we're doing a July, month of July, independent special. You get the nightly news, all my films. It funds our reporters, our writers. Look at all the national news we're breaking. Your support is so incredible. I salute all of you. And I want to salute all of those out there that are going to go to PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWarsNews.com will also take you there, and sign up to get special reports, movies, rants, ebooks, other documentary films, tens of thousands of pieces of media, the nightly news, podcast-free, commercial-free, audio-video, PrisonPlanet.tv. We're running specials on all the Made in America apparel at InfoWarsStore.com. I get in a hurry and I start cutting words off. We have discounts on all the peril. Yes, I guess we are all in peril. We have discounts on all the Made in America apparel, come and take it belt buckles, Molon Labe belt buckles, all of it. This is how we fund ourselves, not one red cent of taxpayer money. And I want to thank you all for your support. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And briefly, I took it this morning, my Supermill Vitality and my iodine, and everyone around the office is really noticing. You know, the cameras put 10 to 20 pounds, 30 pounds on you. In person, people are like, whoa, dude, you're losing a lot of weight. Whoa, your skin looks really good compared to what it looked like before. It's all the True Nation iodine that no other manufacturer has, this proprietary rare earth crystal pure iodine. The other stuff comes from seaweed, things like that, which is fine. We have the best, double the strength, half the cost of competitors, and it's the best out there. But regardless, check into iodine. It's incredible what it's done for me and my family. So I've got the Super Mill Vitality. I better only take a regular dose here. I took a triple dose this morning. At first, I only took half the dose until I got used to it, and now, Boheim, I may be abusing my own products. The point is that, hey, sometimes at night I don't want a beer anymore. I just have this. I'm going to be honest with you. Take the challenge. Get the Nation Iodine, the Survival Shield X2. If you want something a little bit weaker, we have the original Survival Shield discounted with the Fluoride Shield, 25% off right now. InfoWarsLife.com. put some more water in there. So it was at the bottom. It's just so delicious. The more you drink it, the more you take it, the more you realize what it's doing. I mean, Dr. Group is a godsend. I just want to literally kiss his feet. And it's helping fund the operation, expand the operation as well, InfoWarsLife.com. Okay, enough of me ranting. We'll keep Wayne a little bit in the next hour ahead of Syrian Girl so that he can finish up all his incredible points. Wayne, I am like a kid at Christmas when we see the carbon tax documents come out that it's really meant to form world government and bankrupt the third world, not just the West, and that it's all a fraud by Al Gore. I mean, I celebrate it when that happened. I celebrate when Snowden documents come out. I celebrate when they put a ballot initiative on the ballot in New York to investigate Building 7 being blown up. I mean, I get excited like people get excited about a football game. And when you started talking about how we got the leaks now on how they're spying on media and fighting it and manipulating it and planting fake stories and coming after Matt Drudge and Alex Jones and Abby Martin over at RT, who's been critical of the Russians in Ukraine, which I think she just did purely because of propaganda, claiming she's a Russian propagandist. Well, as long as she says what's true, she's not. I mean, obviously working over at RT, that's partially state-run. You can argue that, but the truth is still the truth. I don't care who says it. But I know this, the Congress having people, this is confirmed by the IP addresses, planting on there that I'm a Russian agent is absolute baloney and comes out of the usual suspects who were known, and I'm not going to even name their names and give them attention, to work with the neocons and the CIA. So they've been putting this out for a while. I'm about as Russian as somebody from Angola. And I admire the Russians. I think there are a lot of great scientists, interesting culture. I want to travel there one day. But I've really had enough of this. I mean, I had family on both sides on the Mayflower. I had family in the entire Texas Revolution, basically starting it. I am Americana, and I'm not saying I'm exceptional or I'm perfect or I'm American royalty. But if there is such a thing, my entire pedigree is America. It is the bankers and the globalists destroying this country, shutting down our power plants, opening our borders. I'm fighting for this country. And I've gotten to the point where if somebody tells me that I'm a Russian agent to my face, I'm going to punch them in the nose, Wayne. Go ahead.
Yeah, I don't blame you. I get the same kind of nonsense. And, you know, the people that make those charges, you know, many of them work for people like George Soros, who's Hungarian.
A Nazi collaborating piece of crap.
Right, and Rupert Murdoch, who's Australian. So, you know, I mean, yeah, on my mom's side, they were, you know, fighting with George Washington's army, too. And you know, I'll be darned if I'm going to have some guy who just got off the boat from Poland or Lithuania or one of those countries or whose parents came to Ellis Island just, you know, 60 or 70 years ago, tell me that I'm not, you know, some sort of true American. You know, when they, you know, they're, you know, they're still eating recipes from their grandmother's book cookbooks from you know, Czechoslovakia. So no, it's true. The spamming tools and these other intrusion tools can be used very effectively, of course, as you say, to attack an individual or an organization. They've got one called Cannonball that repeats. That sends repeated text messages on a to a target, then that could be a media operation. So what if you're Fox News and all of a sudden you're getting repeat text messages from GCHQ operatives saying, look, you got to do something about Alex Jones or Wayne Madsen?
They are spamming the trends because everything now on cable, you name it, and the Internet is about what's trending. So they're faking the trends, just like Nielsen fakes the ratings. Let me ask you this. Did you see the footage four or five months ago when our reporters, Anthony Gucciardi and Josh Owens and, of course, Air Force vet and great reporter Weldon Henson went to the NSA Center outside of Salt Lake? And all they did was go there and ask to talk to the head people. Within hours of that happening, all their phones were crashing, going down. Someone was on my iPhone 5 typing and sending things, and weird stuff was going on. I had to get rid of that phone. They did it again. I had to get another phone again. I mean, what is going on, Wayne?
Well, it's the same thing when I discussed the NSA third-party allies last year, and it was in the front page of the UK Observer and also ran by The Guardian, all of a sudden I was subjected to this Twitter campaign, which now we know that those tools exist at GCHQ, where you can only be a few individuals and make it sound like, my God, there's, 50,000.
Well, you found out the attacks on you were coming out of the Naval War College.
Oh, they were participating in it. And fortunately, one of the ringleaders of that operation just a few weeks ago was caught sending, he sort of had an Anthony Weiner problem. He was caught sending pictures of his junk to somebody via text messaging, some woman. So that leaked out. And he's under some investigation, so I don't think.
Oh, I wonder if somebody got into his computer to counterstrike on him.
I have to say the Schadenfreude was very, very good for a couple of days when that story broke.
Continuing, I mean, where do you expect all this to go? As more just keeps coming back that everything's under surveillance, total control. I mean, can they get away with bringing in an authoritarian government?
Oh, absolutely. And that's why just last month I gave a talk in New York City on NSA. And my feeling now is a lot of people say, well, let's reform NSA. Well, the reforms we've seen pushed through by Obama are meaningless. The privacy board that looked at NSA gave him a pass, basically. The way to deal with NSA is not to mend it, it's to end it. And that's the message that I put out in New York City was end it. Don't mend it. They didn't mend or reform the KGB. They got rid of it. Or the Romanian Securitate.
Or the East German Stasi.
Or the Stasi, or the South African Bureau of State Security.
Or the Gestapo.
Right. And they were all eliminated. Chile's GINA was eliminated. And that's not how, that you don't reform these types of organizations, these Orwellian outfits. You get rid of them and start from scratch. And make sure that whatever takes their place doesn't have these kinds of capabilities.
And you say why it was ended. You send the strong message this isn't done anymore.
Right, exactly. Exactly. The reason they got rid of the Stasi and the KGB was because of their past excesses and their brutality. And that's not so I just say, look, it's a big campus up at NSA at Fort Meade, but we have a shortage of engineers and mathematicians and other technical people. Take all those NSA people and turn them into...
That's right. Hasn't the NSA been a giant brain drain, putting all these top people on the business of spying?
Yeah, I think it would make a wonderful campus for, say, the University of Maryland, Columbia, Maryland campus, and just have it as a math, engineering, science-type university, and take all those ex-NSA people and they're the teachers.
Isn't a total surveillance grid the ultimate national security threat? Because bad individuals will use it, will abuse it, and then will use it to take over, as has now already happened.
I mean, these tools that I noticed are used by GCHQ, and I want to emphasize that they're using them against Americans. They can deny that till the cows come home, but that's how it's done. These tools are used to they can put images without you knowing it on your computer. Now, I'm not saying that should be used as a pass for all these pedophiles, especially all the ones they're now finding in the British government. But a person could be targeted that way. They could put some sort of...
We know they've done that. They also do it to a bunch of innocent groups as a smokescreen to protect the real operatives that are pedos.
Exactly, exactly. So these are very dangerous tools now at the disposal of GCHQ. And, of course, the U.S. Congress has no authority over GCHQ, but I would suggest that the reason Greenwald blacked out the names is he's trying to protect their people over there, GCHQ, from civil lawsuits that can be brought here in the United States against them for potentially violating our privacy, especially violating the Computer Fraud and Abuse Act of 1986.
Sure. I want to go to break and come back and take calls from George, Kenny, David, Paul, Mike, and others. But first, Wayne, WayneMadsenReport.com, folks, excellent site. Some of it's subscription. You should go there and subscribe and support this patriot and hero for the First Amendment and truth. He's gone through death threats, attacks, you name it, to bring you the intel that he brings you now. What do you see happening with ISIS? Because never before have they operated al-Qaeda so openly. I mean, a name change did not keep the public from finding out that it's al-Qaeda or that the West is behind it. Where do you see that nightmare situation going?
Well, it's clear that they're trying to take over Iraq, and now we have Prince Bandar back in power in Saudi Arabia, basically advising the king. He was the head of Saudi intelligence, and he was basically fired in April. But now he's got probably more power than he had even when he was head of Saudi intelligence. It was Prince Bandar that arranged for these groups to be funded that were fighting against President Assad in Syria. Then they turned around and started fighting against Maliki in Iraq. They want to create a caliphate. And unfortunately, the CIA, and I do believe that our CIA director, John Brennan, they call him Sheikh Brennan. You know, he visited Mecca when he was a CIA station chief in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, back in the 90s. And that's supposedly only reserved for Muslims to visit the holy city of Mecca, or somebody who has expresses some great interest in Islam. You know, there's a former FBI agent, I forget his name, who thinks that Brennan converted to Islam. I don't know if that's true, but I have to say that Brennan is, if Al-Qaeda could have their own guy running the CIA, they would probably want a guy like Brennan doing it. Of course, Brennan and Obama go back a long way. They're very close. And the word is that Brennan and Valerie Jarrett basically work.
Hold on, stay there. I want to hear more about this. Stay with us.
This hour brought to you by InfidelBodyArmor.com. When it hits the fan, don't be left without the body armor that will save your life. With prices starting at just $374.99 and ships free. Get yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Alex Jones here for InfoWars.com. In the month of July, we have got giant specials on everything at MadeIn1776.com. The already discounted MadeIn1776 t-shirts are only $17.76. We have the new belt buckles that in only 2 weeks of sale are very close to selling out. There's only 500 of each. We're talking about Made in America belt buckles and nickeled brass. This is more than a summer blowout special. This is a new declaration of independence. But to expand the InfoWar, we're offering the equivalent of more than 5 months free right now when you get a membership at PrisonPlanet.tv for a limited time, only $39.95 a year. That's more than 5 months free off the regular price. Not just this July 4th weekend, but the entire month of July at MadeIn1776.com. Molon Lambe, you can take my gun from my cold, dead hands.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey, this is Steve Sanchez. Worried about the Wall Street Casino? Yeah, me too. Wondering when the stock market is going to collapse? You probably want answers, but you know you can't trust the global elite. Well, my good friend Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, has created a DVD set called The Millionaire Black Box, and for a limited time, you get free access. Call 1-800-259-3131. Find out how the global elite invests without having to deal with the global elite themselves. 1-800-259-3131. 1-800-259-3131.
I was looking at headlines on InfoWars.com. They just make me sick. Mother jailed, child taken by social services after playing at a park. The girl's 9 years old. across the street unsupervised. I mean, we used to live across the street from a park, and there were a lot of people let their 8, 9, 10-year-olds play, and you'd look out the window. GPS is taking kids that play in the backyard now, but then the border's wide open, dead babies are washing up in Rio Grande, and the illegals don't have to show IDs flying. It's just all a giant power grab. You've got all these national security forces to, you know, have neighbors call and say, oh, the kid's playing in the park, so they come take the kid. What a screwed up government. I want to go to phone calls. We're going to have Wayne with us 20 minutes the next hour. We're going to George and others here in a moment. But Wayne, you know, I mean, you look at the government openly funding Al-Qaeda while they take all our rights and spy on us in the name of fighting Al-Qaeda. The public's learning about this. I mean, I had customs people complaining to me when I flew back into the country a few weeks ago saying, oh, it's all staged. I got into this after 9/11 and it's all bull. I mean, I really think, as you said, Obama and the globalists are mismanaging things. Congress has a 7% approval rating. I don't know how they think they're going to get away with all this. I think Toto pulled the curtain back.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is that people that they talk about that we have to arm the Syrian opposition moderates. There are no moderates. The head of the Syrian opposition allowed these Al-Qaeda, these ISIL people to basically come in. With John Brennan gave them lethal equipment. They want to give them more now. They basically and then you had you have John McCain and his South Carolina wife, Miss Lindsey Graham. Every time these Syrian opposition people want something more, they're saying, "Oh, give them more." And then we open up the weapons pipeline to these groups, not only fighting in Syria but also fighting in Iraq. It's insane. Brennan has a lot of power. I understand he still is very close to Jared in the White House. I also understand Jay Carney, the White House press secretary, really wanted to stay until after the midterm elections in November, but it was Valerie Jarrett that forced them out.
Well, let's expand on something here, and then we're going to go to break. Come right back with the calls. I promise. You know, you're a moderate when it comes to partisanship. You're not an Islamophobe, but I respect what you have to say. And there's mounting evidence when he goes to Mecca or goes to Cairo and speaks better Arabic than a lot of the imams, Obama, and the way he acts reverent and the way they're arming all the radicals. You know, Napoleon for a while made a deal with the Muslims. There was ancient deals in Europe and during the Crusades, to have double dealers teaming up with the Muslims. This is 1.5 billion people. And they've got a lot of money from the oil, and Saudi Arabia is involved in everything. I mean, are you saying that you've got good intel that it's not just, you know, previous right-wing paranoia that I mean, we see weird Common Core teaching Sharia law in public schools. Is there some fifth column or triple cross radical Islamic Saudi Arabian jihad movement, in government?
Look, I was... last month, I visited both the Truman and Eisenhower libraries. I was in Abilene, Kansas, and Independence, Missouri. I'm looking at old documents that show that the CIA, even after it was formed back in 1947, favored backing Muslim organizations against secular organizations in a number of countries because the secular organizations and parties were considered either pro-communist or communist themselves. One country they did that was Indonesia, where they supported
also in Iran. Let's stay there. We're going to come back. Operation Ajax. Well, I mean, that's the issue. Whether they really are Muslims or not, they're backing radical Muslims. We'll be right back with Wayne Madsen.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
By now, you may know that a Bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that's easily transferred from person to person over the Internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. Plus, a large number of businesses and merchants already accept Bitcoins. And Bitcoins are easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. If you're interested in making money in the Bitcoin market right away, and by right away we mean start making money today, please visit us at cloudhashing.com. Cloudhashing.com is one of the fastest
fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world, delivering the highest profits to people just like you. To get started, join us at cloudhashing.com and you will start mining Bitcoins right away and get paid daily. You heard correctly. You will receive payments every single day. And the best part, you do not need a computer or need any experience in mining Bitcoins. It's perfect for everyone. Learn more at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. Start making money today at cloudhashing.com.